The Twilight Zone, 1959, Season 5, Episode 23, Queen of the Nile. You lock this door into the key of imagination. Beyond is another dimension, dimension of sound, dimension of sight, dimension of mind. You're traveling into a land of both shadow and substance, things and ideas. Just crossed over into the Twilight Zone. I am Jordan Herrick. I have an appointment with Miss Morris. Come in, please. Thank you. This way, please. Thank you. I tell Miss Morris you're here. I thought I told you to stay in your room. I'm not going to stand by and watch it happen this time. You will, because I say you will. Jordan Herrick, syndicated columnist, whose work appears in more than 100 newspapers, by an ancient cynic, disbeliever caught for the moment by lovely vision. He knows the vision he's seen is no dream. She's a Pamela Morris, renowned movie star, whose name is a household word, faces known to millions. What Mr. Herrick does not know is that he's also just looked in the face of the Twilight Zone, Mr. Herrick. Miss Morris, hello? I have kept you waiting. Oh, no. It really doesn't matter. It does matter. I am sorry. Oh, but I do so love the poem. Oh, am I forgiven? Of course. I should be asking forgiveness. This intrusion. Please relax, thank you. I think you're very nice, Miss Morris. How old are you, must say, Mr. Hendrick? You're a very direct man. You're not offended. Why should I be? Producers, directors, you have editors, all very demanding people. Besides, a woman musician can't afford to have secrets. I'm certainly relieved to hear that. Afraid you'll be offended. You have nothing to be afraid of here. There, that's better. Now, why don't you tell me how old you think I am? That's hardly fair. Oh, do come on now. Well, you're very beautiful. That wasn't the question. You don't look any older than you did in that painting. I was only a child when I posed for Bergson. I was so frightened of him. Bergson was so bright and new to me. He was a wild, creative. I never met him, anyone like him. It is enabled him to project the flowering of fragrant blossom, as he put it. Would you like some coffee? Yes, coffee, thank you. Would you like something in it? Cognac? Whiskey? No, thanks, I'll take it back. For newspaper people, heavy drinkers, that's a myth. My mother, Miss Draper, Jordan Hendrick. How do you do? He's a newspaper man, mother. How do you do? Sit down and have some tea. My mother, it's tea, this precise time every afternoon. Me, it's coffee. Miss Draper, you must feel very proud of the daughter as famous Melvin Morris. Melvin never did wholly prove my career. Believe me, Mr. Hendrick, I had little choice in the matter. You think I'm too headstrong, dedicated to the word. You still are, Pamela. But she always as beautiful as she is now, always. Mother loyalty. As a matter of fact, Mr. Hendrick, it is the truth. Perhaps the mother, I learn the real ways of the daughter. Isn't rage generative? Besides, did I promise to reveal all to you, Mr. Hendrick? Mr. Hendrick, mother, do you mind seeing Charlotte's things under control in the kitchen? Pleased to meet you, Miss Draper. Goodbye, Mr. Hendrick. Forgive her. But she's getting old. I'm hoping she'd give me some ideas for my article. No, her mind wanders. Her memory becomes increasingly distorted. Shall we finish our coffee in the terrace? I'm sure there's a breeze out there. It's lovely out here. I often sit here by the hour, watching clouds and birds at night, or watch the stars. Yes, it is lovely. Oh, but isn't that what interests you? It's my nocturnal habits, how I dream out here. I could work my story in the question of age. Big thing, isn't it? I'm 38, Jordan. Can I call you Jordan? Yes, of course, please. You're 38, totally old. Years have been kinder to anyone. Well, nicely to say, I mean it. What have you got there? Some notes mostly. Do they scare me? Yes, according to this. Now you read a column by one of these stupid jealous men. If you were 38, how could you have starred in a movie made in 1955? Can't believe it, Miss Jordan Hendrick. Taken in by the printed word. Tell me, do you believe everything you read? A movie's what will this rest? Darling, it couldn't have been me. I would have been 10 years old. Don't you see? It's a whole mistake I ran across before. Going to our files, the co-star with John Bradley. You're in love with him. I never even met him. Falls over an error. It does happen, you know. If I know, I don't think it haven't seen a movie yet. But poor living in Iowa, as our business was failing, it was until 1940 I set my heart out for Hollywood and Star Trek down my teens, finding trailblazed by so many of the hopefuls. But lucky, you must have been, you made Queen of the Nile with Charles Danford. 1940, you were 15. Juliet was 12. But 15? Now, that's so much harder to believe than me being 38 today. No one knew I was 15. I matured very early. Pose a picture of spider decor. I called it early Egyptian, though, for the pose. I was sunny. It was my first big break. But I'm just glad it wasn't a horror picture. I just might have a place full of caskets. Do you know, the fact is that I still do feel just about in the 15. I really do know. Were you sitting there? I feel new and breathless and just 21. Oh, I just want to save all those in this life. All there is in life. This life, Jordan. Is it wrong to feel that way? No, it's not wrong. I'm being foolish saying these things. I'm not being foolish. I so seldom get a chance to speak my mind or air my dreams. Yours? What do you, must you think of me? I wanted to do that. I wanted me to do it too. It was sweet and very real. But you must go now. Why? Because I say so. We see each other again if you like. But tonight dinner? Oh, all right. Don't we say 8 o'clock? When we say 8 o'clock, Mr. Hendrick? Hello, Mrs. Draper. Mr. Hendrick, yes. You're a fine young man. Well, thank you, Mrs. Draper. But it's an idle compliment. Not an idle compliment. Are you going to see her again? Yes, tonight. Having dinner. No, you must not do that. You must never see her again. Why not? She's older than you think. Yes, she told me how old she was. Yes, I know. But he ain't. Well, isn't that true, Mr. Hendrick? You wouldn't believe me if I told you how old you think she is. You think? Don't you know? No, not really. But you're her mother. No, I'm not her mother. I'm a daughter. I don't know when I had such a wonderful time. Been so quiet all evening. What is it? Well, it's something your mother said. Now, I don't believe it. But it just sticks in my mind. Well, tell me. She said you were her mother. Her mother? Mother? Jordan, darling. You must believe me. My mother's disturbed. Sure, it's because she feels responsible for my father's death. See, they were turning home from a party 10 years ago. Driving the car, they went off the road and my father was killed, I'm sorry. Ever since then she's been furtive, suspicious, mending all kinds of terrible things. Try to help her, really, I have. But I say it's hopeless. She really should be put away, but I haven't brought it up. Now let's forget about it, all right. We'll talk about something else. Well, we've been talking about me. Now, how about your my mother? What about your life? Very dull up till now. All right, tell me where you're from, Chicago. I still live there, played Chicago. The World's Theatre. Have you really? I loved every minute of it. Moment of it, I sure really have. Shall I see you tomorrow? Tomorrow. Kirkery. John Herrick in Hollywood. Yeah, put him on. Hi, Jordy. Glad you're cold. Can I have a job for you? If you're playing with that female, leave your female Fidel. Not yet. Not for a while, Craig. I want you to do something. Get out the file with a picture called Queen of the Nile. Which one? What do you mean, which one? You're a little young for this. Maybe two of them. The first one is one, I think. Around 1920. Maybe a little later. Right, get them both. Hang on. Right. Hey, you there. Yeah? What's the name of the girl starred in the original? Constance Taylor. Anyway, she started most of it. There was an accident during the last day of shooting. Came in a tomb in Egypt. They never found her. Never found her? No, it was the end of a very promising career. Matter of fact, I met Constance Taylor when I was about your age. Extraordinary woman. How did you meet extraordinary? Well, she's ages. She's been remaining beauty in the days. Floridoria girls. That was before your time. She was a real female Fidel. Been married half a dozen times before. Eastern Europe. Egypt. Sounds like Pamela Morris. The same history. Very much the same. As a matter of fact. You got a picture of this Taylor girl? Yeah. Compared to the picture of Pamela Morris. Yeah, Judy. Well, they look alike. But then, they play the same fun parts. Same makeup, same type costume. Kegler? Kara? The Wells Theatre, the old Wells Theatre. What year did they tear it down? I saw it back in the '20s. Why, Jordan? Never mind, until now. Till I'm really sure in the meantime. Get me a list of all the men involved with Pamela Morris. Give me every press release, every clipping you have on her. Got it? Sounds interesting. More may sound fantastic. Well, is it all true, Mr. Mayor, Eric? It's all true. But don't show it to her. Please leave it here at once. Pamela, yes. Please, Mr. Eric. You don't know how it is. She has many different names. Been changed in 40 years. At least 70 years. So my life. Can you imagine what it was like to see her always so fresh and beautiful? While my mirror image grew sheer yellow with age. Oh, is she really? She was ageless. Perhaps she's eternal. But it's a secret. What woman would not sell her soul to know? Something to do with the beetle from a view of Egypt. The scalable beetle. Its symbol of everlasting life. Tell me, if you hate her so much, why do I stay? What else could I do? Pamela, my husband, go on. Tell me the rest. No, I cannot. You must go now. What about the other man? Bill Bradley. Charlie Banworth. Don't ask about them, Mr. Driver. Listen to me, Mr. Eric. How nice you ducked in. Was the moment no change you? Well, tales did you spin? Don't think your wild tales at all. For example, the 12th fella. Theatre were played. They played tall down in the 20s. It may leave us, mother. Charlotte, we prepare your tea in the room. Parent, please, I wish to speak to Mr. Harwick alone. For coffee. You have saying you don't think it's time. We had another honest talk. What do you want, honey? No, just the truth. And I shall have it. What? What is it? That rare Egyptian scallop. The secret of eternity. Where do you get it? For the pharaohs from the unstudied pharaohs. Told you, Mr. Merrick. I was once the Queen of Nile. Ah, I told you never to come in to call you. But I want to live another day. Get rid of it quickly. It must be Mr. Johnson Jackson. Yes, I called the other day. Told you to come out when you could. But you think I forgot? We have coffee in the living room. Everybody knows Pamela Morris. Beautiful and turning young movie star. Does she have another name? Even more famous Egyptian name for centuries past. Best not to be too curious. At least you wind up like Joan and Herrick. Pile of dust and old clothing. Discarded endless eternity of the Twilight Zone.